From Mason City to your hometown, we've got the information you need. Turn us on at home, work, and in the car. AM 1300 KGLO.
How you doing, everybody? I'm Tim Fleming. It is time now for the Caregiver Corner program on KGLO. And with me, I have Lark Trigstad. Hey, Lark.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Just terrific.
Good.
Yeah, kind of. I'm anxious for May to get here. April has been way too windy and rainy. And
Yes, what's with this wind?
I don't know. I don't know. And too stormy, frankly, you know. So
absolutely.
Yeah, let's kind of turn the page if we can here pretty quick. And ironically, you've got emergency preparedness checklist for caregivers right at the top.
Yeah, we think that's an important thing to talk about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with floods, earthquakes, tornadoes, snowstorms, wherever you live, there likely exists the potential for a variety of natural disasters that can create an emergency situation. When you're caring for a loved one, it's times like these that you'll be thankful for having that that checklist ready and having prepared for such a situation.
And we have some information on our website, northiowasagelink.com. We have a very helpful link to the Family Caregiver Alliance resource information, and this is located under the Everyday How-To tab. So as you go through the website, you go over to this tab and go down to click on the video resources for family caregivers. Well, now, the Family Caregiver Alliance is a national nonprofit caregiver support organization. It's headquartered in San Francisco, California, and their purpose is to improve the quality of life for caregivers and the people who receive their care.
To locate the checklist, you click on the square that says All Resources. There's a search box available. In that box, type Emergency.
Correct. And please use this checklist to organize your emergency preparations. It should be used in conjunction with, there's an embedded link there, where to find my important papers checklist. Now, that's crucial for all of us. We should have identification of how to find our important papers, no matter if it's a storm or not. And the list covers a variety of yes, no questions to think about ahead of time. Some examples include, do I know the most important disaster issues for the area where I live? And as you mentioned, in our area, severe weather storms, including tornadoes and flooding, are frequently occurring. And second question, do I know how I should respond to the disaster that might strike with little or no warning? And that seems to happen in Iowa also. So thirdly, do I know the recommended evacuation route if there is an evacuation order? So those are pre-thoughts that you should get in your mind so you know when emergency help happens.
Yeah, and this is very helpful. And other questions include, do I know my neighbors in case we need to help each other in an emergency? That's a good one. If I live in a senior community, am I familiar with its emergency planning and procedures? And if not, you probably should bring yourself up to speed, right, Lark?
Right. And if your area that you live doesn't have a formal one, I know that individuals get together and agree on a plan what to do. So that's really very, very important. And on this site, it also includes a home supplies checklist, and we won't go through all those things here, but it's a reference to kind of like a shopping list for you to think of the things that you might need in that emergency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and FEMA also has information for older Americans in a brochure, Prepare for Emergencies Now. That is at seniors-ready.gov. Seniors-ready.gov. And they recommend get a kit of emergency supplies. Make a plan. What will you do in an emergency? Obviously, be informed. If you do not have access to a computer, you may call 1-800-83-READY. 1-800-83-READY. For more information about specific types of emergencies, again, depending on your region.
So for years, I've had what I always called my mom and dad bag. I have my personal items that I would need if I were called away in an emergency for my parents. And, you know, medications, makeup, a change of clothes, and a really comfortable pair of shoes. We had to transfer my dad to a tertiary care facility, and I was at work, and I didn't have my change of shoes. I do not recommend wearing heels in a large tertiary care facility. So make sure and have a comfortable pair of shoes.
Good idea. And after assembling your kit, remember to maintain it so it is ready when needed. You know, replace the expired items and so forth as needed. Kind of rethink your needs every year and update your kit as your family's needs change.
Exactly. And finally, since you do not know where you will be when an emergency occurs, as I just referenced, prepare supplies for home, for work, and cars. And the most important one is the grab-and-go one.
Auntie M.
Now, Tim, don't forget Toto.
Oh, you got a little Toto here. Yeah. Toto?
Yes.
Do not forget Toto. All of the things that we really should have a checklist for. And Lark, great information as always. And you've got wonderful place to find all this information.
Exactly. And that's how I find the topics for our radio show, is I go through our website and look for different informatics that I think will be helpful for caregivers, and this certainly was a timely one. So if you go on to NorthIowaSageLink.com, I'm sure that you'll find information to suit your needs also. So, yeah.
Wow. You know, and it's interesting, too, quite timely. I saw in the news yesterday that, you know, the dress that
Dorothy's dress.
Wore, is they're going to auction that off?
Do I want to say millions of dollars?
Yeah, they thought between the one report I saw, they thought they would get between $900,000 and $1.2 million for that dress that they found in a shoebox at, I think they said, Catholic University, as I recall.
I believe you're right, yes.
Yeah. Ironic, man.
You
think anybody's going to take my old T-shirt from years ago? And
I don't think so, Tim.
No? Hey, Lark, where should they go for great information?
NorthIowaSageLink.com, 24/7.
Good idea. Hey, Lark, great to talk to you this morning.
Thanks
Have a great
so
day.
Much.
All right, see
Bye.
You later. Bye. Lark Drinkstead with us, Caregiver Corner on AM 1300 KGLO.